So back in our data types episode, we talked a bit about arrays, but we haven't actually talked specifically about how we can create arrays and change them and what we use them for and how to create different arrays with different types of keys inside of them. So there's a little bit we need to talk about when it comes to arrays, since an array is used very often inside PHP. The previous episode where we talked about how to create a calculator, where we did a small example together, could have been done a little bit easier if we did use an array in order to output error messages inside the browser. So arrays is something we have to talk about. Now, an array is a type of data structure that allows for us to store multiple values inside one variable. So we can have one variable that is equal to many different types of data, so we can easier manage many pieces of data at the same time. So let's be a little bit boring here and create a list of fruits, because that is going to be a very good way to kind of show you the example of what I mean when I talk about storing many pieces of data inside one variable. Because if I were to go down here and actually create a fruit variable and call it fruit one, I can set it equal to a apple. Now the problem here is that if I want to have another piece of fruit and store that equal to another variable, then I would have to go down and copy this down and say we have something called fruit two and set it equal to a pear. And doing this is not really a good idea, because all of a sudden we have all these different variables that could just have been combined into one variable and then stored in there, so we could just access that one variable to grab all the different fruits inside my code. So let's say instead of doing all of this, I'm going to go and delete back, and I say I want to have a fruits variable. Now I'm going to turn this one into an array, and there's two different ways we can do that. Either I can go in and say we have an array data type, parentheses, and then inside the parentheses, I can go in and say I want to add a apple, a banana. Yes, that's how I say banana. I think you say banana. Like, that might sound a little bit more correct. So I'm going to go and add in a third piece of fruit, which is going to be a cherry. And now we have all three pieces of data inside one variable here, inside an array. Now, there is another way to write this, though, which is a little bit shorter and, in my opinion, just a little bit easier to work with. So if I were to go down here and copy it, I can actually go in and instead of writing array, I can wrap this around a pair of square brackets. So I can go in here and add these square brackets, and just like this, we now also have an array. And just to make things a little bit easier for you, what you can also do if you wanted to is you can actually add this down to multiple lines just to make it a little bit easier for yourself. It's really a personal preference if you want to go inside your code and have everything separated on a separate line, or if you want to have one big line with everything inside of it. I do also want to mention one more thing here when it comes to this particular way of writing things, because you can also add a comma at the end here, or inside the other one up here, we can add a comma, which is called a trailing comma. This is something that we weren't allowed to do before PHP 8, but now that PHP 8 is out, we can actually do this if you at some point expect to add more pieces of data behind it. So this is not really something where you have to like make sure there's no comma at the end, because oh no, then it's going to break things, but we can actually leave in a comma if you want to. Personally, I don't like to add a comma at the end, because that's how I've always done it, because that's how we were supposed to do it. But just to tell you that you don't break anything if you have that last comma. So now let's go ahead and delete the top array up here and just worry about having one array inside our code and talk a bit about how we can access this data here. When we create an array, we have something called a key, which is a way for us to access a certain data inside an array. As a default, the array indexes are actually going to be an integer, which means that we can go in and just use a number in order to access a certain piece of data inside the array. So what I can do is I can go below here and say I want to echo out my array called fruits, square brackets, semicolon, and then inside the square brackets, I just simply refer to the index that I want to access. What I mean by index is that we go inside the array and the first piece of data is going to have an index as 0, so we can actually write that over here just so it makes sense for you. The second piece of data is going to have an index as 1, and the third one is going to have an index as 2. I do often experience that people have a hard time wrapping their head around starting at 0 when they have to count something. But when it comes to programming, we always start at 0. So the first piece of data is not going to be 1, but it's going to be 0. So let's say I want to access banana. Then I would actually go inside the brackets down here and say I want to echo out fruit with the index of 1. So where to do that? Go inside my browser. And as you can see, I tried to dim it down a little bit so it wasn't completely white and burned your eyes out. But if I were to refresh the browser, you can see we get banana. So in this kind of way, we can echo out data from inside an array using a index number. Now, let's say I also want to go down and actually add another piece of data to this array here. What I can do is I can refer to my array. So I can go ahead and grab the name of it. And anytime you refer to an array, we always need to make sure we add the brackets behind it, because this means that this variable is an array and I want to assign something to it. So we can set it equal to, let's say, orange, because that is another type of fruit. If I were to do this, it is going to take the orange and move it behind the array. So now we have apple, banana, cherry, and orange behind it. And that, of course, would have an index as 3. So if we were to go below here and say instead of echoing out down here, we're going to go below and echo out a index of 3. And if we were to do that, go inside the browser, you can now see we get orange. And in the same sense, we can also go in and say we want to change a certain part of the array. So let's say instead of banana, we can go in and say that, okay, so we don't just want to assign the array to something new, but I want to go in and replace the index number 1 with orange. So now we're actually replacing banana with orange. So if we were to go down here and say I want to echo out the index 1, save this, go inside the browser, you can now see we're going to get orange. So now we no longer have banana inside the array, at least when it comes to below this line of code here. In between here, by the way, we still have banana as being index number 1, but as soon as we add in this line here, anything below is not going to have banana inside the array. But now we do also have a way to delete data from inside the array. So if I want to remove a piece of data, I can go in and use a built-in function inside PHP, which is something we will talk about in a upcoming lesson, because built-in functions is something we use all the time. We did also use a bunch of built-in functions in the previous video where we talked about how to create a calculator, but we haven't talked about built-in functions yet, but we will get to it. So what I'll do is I'll use a built-in function called unset, and I'm going to say I want to grab my fruits array, and then I want to say I want to remove the index number 1. So in this case here, we still haven't replaced banana because we took out that line of code. So now we no longer have banana inside the array. So if I were to actually try to echo this out inside the browser using the echo down here, you can see that we're going to get an error message because, oh, undefined array key 1, because we have no data inside of it. But now you could argue that using unset here is not really going to be deleting an index from inside the array, because technically we might want to have the cherry being moved back one index, because right now we have an index as 0 and as 2, and index number 1 has nothing inside of it. So if I just want to completely take out banana instead of just deleting it or unsetting it, we can actually go in and use another built-in function called array underscore splice, which is another function we have that we can use where we go in and give it a couple of parameters. So in this case here, I'm going to tell it which array are we talking about. And in this case, we're talking about fruits. Then the second parameter is going to be where do we want to start deleting from. So again, we count using indexes. So if I were to go in and say, okay, so we start at index number 0, so I have to refer to index number 0. And then from 0 and then 1 forward, I want to delete inside this array. So we're going to delete one length ahead, which means we're going to take out banana. And doing this and then going inside the browser, refreshing, you can now see that index number 2 is going to be cherry. It is important to point out here that we do also use array splice to insert other arrays or other pieces of data in between certain array elements, but I'll talk about that a little bit later at the end of this video here. So now that we know a little bit about arrays, let's go ahead and talk about keys, because right now we've used numbers, which might not make a lot of sense if you want to have a specific label for each index inside the array. So what I can do is I can go and delete what we have here, and instead let's go ahead and create an array called tasks, as in like house chores or something. So what I'll do is I'll set this one equal to an array. And let's go and move this down to separate lines, because that is going to look a little bit easier for the eyes here. So in this case here, let's go ahead and say I want to add a name. So I want to say that Daniel has a certain house chore inside this house here. What I can also do is I can add in a second person. So we could also say we have Frida. I can also add in a third person, Besse. And I can also go in and add a fourth person. So in this case here, let's say Bella. So in this particular array here, I have a bunch of house chores, and each person has a name inside this array because they have to do a certain house chore. But how can I assign a certain key, not as a number, but as a string to each person. So I know which person is doing what inside this house. So what I can do is I can go inside and create what is called a associative array, which is when you have an array that has a bunch of strings as keys instead of numbers. This means that I can go in here and say that I have a chore, which is called laundry, and I can assign Daniel to this particular key. So by creating a string and then pointing to a value, we can do it in this sort of way in order to create a different types of key. So we can actually go ahead and just copy this down. And I'm gonna go ahead and change the name for each one of these. So the first one is gonna be laundry, the second one is gonna be trash. And we do also have a chore called vacuum. So we can say vacuum. And the last one is going to be dishes. So what I can do now is I can actually go down below and echo out a piece of data from inside this array. But instead of using numbers, I can go in and say we have an array called tasks, and I want to reference to a certain key. And let's say in this case here, I want to figure out who's doing laundry inside this house here. So I can go ahead and say I want to refer to the laundry, which means it's going to echo out who's doing the laundry inside this array. So I can go back inside the browser, refresh it, and you can see we get Daniel. So in this sort of way, we can create a associative array and actually have a label for each of the data inside the array. So now we talked about how to output one piece of data from inside all of these arrays, but let's say I just, for developer purpose, want to know exactly what is inside the entire array, just to see if something went wrong inside the website, you know, just to kind of like double check what exactly is inside a specific array. What I can do instead of echo is I can actually go and use something called print_r, parentheses, semicolon, then I can paste in the name of the array that I want to actually print out inside the browser. So in this sort of way, I can go ahead and save this, go inside my browser, and then you can see we get a complete list of all the data inside this array. And right now, because this is a associative array, you can actually see we get the key, then we set it equal to a value, then we get the next key, and then we set it equal to another value. But had this been an indexed array using numbers, then of course this would have been 0 pointing to Daniel, and then 1 pointing to Frida, and so on. And let's talk about a few other built-in array functions that we can use. Now, there is a lot of them we can use, but I just want to show you some of the more basic ones. Now, we do also have something called count, which means that we can actually figure out how many pieces of data is inside an array. So we're going to use count parentheses, and then we're going to go ahead and paste in the array. So I can go in and paste it in, and then you can see when I go inside the browser that it's going to tell me we have 4 pieces of data inside this array here. One usage of this particular function could be if we were to grab data from inside a database, because when we grab data from a database, it gets returned as an array. So we can actually use this function here to count if we actually had any sort of data returned from the database. So that's one particular usage of using count inside PHP, but we do also have other pieces of functions we could use. For example, if I wanted to sort an array, I can do so in a ascending order, which means that if I were to take this task array up here and put it inside the parentheses, I am now sorting it ascendingly, which means that we're going to take letters like A first, and then it's going to be B, C, D, E, and so on, which means that it's going to go in and sort these alphabetically. If any of these values had been numbers, then of course 1 would come first, or actually 0 would come first, and then 1, 2, 3, and so on. So if we were to do this and go down and say print R to get this array, you can see that we're going to get the array, but it's going to be in a different order now. So if we were to save this, go inside the browser, refresh it, you can now see that Bess is going to come first, and then Bella, Daniel, and then Frida. And it's actually going to give it to me as a indexed array, not as a associative array. Then we do also have one called array push, and for that one we do actually need to use a non-associative array. So if we were to comment this one out and paste in the previous one we did called fruits, I can go in and say I want to take my fruits, and I want to use a array push, and say I want to grab this fruits array, put it inside the array push function, which means that we're now pushing a piece of data at the end of the array, which means that I can go in, add the array that I want to add some data to, and then tell it what kind of data I want to add. So in this case here, I can say mango, and of course a semicolon at the end here. And then I can actually go ahead and print it out. So we can take the fruits array, go inside the print R, and go inside the browser, and then refresh it. And then you can see we have mango pushed in at the end here. Of course, this is very similar to just going in and, just like we talked about at the very beginning, just going in and grabbing the array. So we're going to say fruits. We have an array, and then I set it equal to a new piece of data. So this would actually do the same thing in this case here. And the reason that's relevant is because if I were to do the same thing to a associative array, so if I were to comment out my fruits array here, And instead, let's say we're talking about the task array up here, which is a associative array, which means that we have these different indexes, which are actually strings. If I want to add another piece of data at the end here, I can't use array push because that only works for indexed arrays. So I would actually have to go in and use my last method down here. So I'm going to go ahead and say I have my array tasks. And then inside the brackets, I'm going to go ahead and add in a new string, which is going to be the key. So I can say we have something like dusting, which is going to be assigned to a person called Tara. So this is how you would push in a new piece of data at the end of a associative array. So if I were to actually go down and print out this array here, so we can actually just delete what we have up here, and say we want to print out tasks inside the browser, you can now see that we're going to get Tara at the end here for the dusting assignments. And the last built-in function I want to mention here is one that we have talked about already. So if I were to go in and delete everything except for my fruits array, because that's the one we're going to use in this example here. And let's go ahead and write down the array underscore splice that we already used previously. So we're going to say splice and parentheses and semicolon. So like we talked about, if I wanted to delete a certain piece of data inside this array and I wanted all the other indexes to move back one slot, what I could do is I go in and say, okay, which array are we talking about? We're talking about the fruits array, right? So I put that in here. And then I say, from where do you want to delete from? So I could say, for example, I want to delete from index number one, and then I want to delete one ahead of it. So right now we would actually take out the cherry and then replace it with something else. But let's say I don't want to delete something, but I just want to insert some data in between this array somewhere. What I can do is I can say I don't want to delete anything by writing zero, and then I'm going to go and add the name of another piece of data at the end here. So I can say I want to add in a string, and I'm just going to go and add in mango just to have it here. So if I were to actually print R this inside the browser, you can notice that we now have mango in between banana and cherry. So I paste it in. Actually, I'm mistaken here because I'm not actually going to insert it in between banana and cherry. We're actually inserting it after apple, so in between apple and banana. And the reason for that is that we did actually say to start at index number one, which is here. So all this data is going to get pushed over to leave space for the new data. So that's what we're doing here. So if I want to put it in between banana and cherry, we have to write two because we're now going in saying 0, 1, 2. And this is where we want to insert the data, which means all this data here has to move over in order to make room for it. So if I were to save this, go inside the browser and refresh it, you can see that we now have apple, banana, mango, and cherry. But this is not just when it comes to one piece of data. So what I could do is I could insert an entire array inside another array. So I can actually go ahead and say, you know what? We have another array up here. I'm going to go ahead and call this one test or something. Just rename it something. So I'm going to set it equal to a array. And I'm going to go ahead and insert some more pieces of data in here. So I could actually say we have mango, and I do also have strawberry. And then instead of saying I want to insert mango inside these when I splice them, I can actually refer to this array up here and just say I want to grab this array. I want to go into slot number two. I don't want to delete anything from inside the array, but I do want to merge test into that array. So if I were to save this, go inside the browser, you can now see that we have many pieces of indexes inside this array here. So in this kind of way, we can create arrays and manipulate them and change data and replace data and just do all sorts of things when it comes to arrays, because arrays is something you will be using quite a lot inside PHP code for all sorts of purposes. So learning how to do arrays is something that is very important to do. Now, there is one last thing we could talk about here, which is a little bit more complicated than just talking about arrays, which is something called multidimensional arrays. And essentially, this means that we have an array that has arrays inside of it. So now we're going inception here. There's an array inside an array. So let's say I have an array called fruits, and I'm just going to go and move everything down to the next line just so we have it a little bit easier to see. And let's say instead of calling this one fruits, I'm going to call this one food. And then I want to have different food types inside this array here. And instead of apple, we can actually go inside and say we have another array by using the array keyword, and then go in and say we might have something like, so I can say we have a apple and we also have a mango. And in this sort of way, we now replace one of the indexes inside the food array with another array, which means that if I want to refer to, for example, apple or mango, I need to go down below and I want to echo out the food array and say I want to grab a certain index. In this case here, I want to grab the index number 0 because that is the first slot inside this array. So we're going to say 0. But then I need to tell it what the index is of the array inside index number 0. So I need to go after, add in a second pair of brackets, and go in and say I want to grab the first index, which is index number 0, and echo that one out, which is going to be Apple. I hope that makes sense. Okay, so we're going to go inside the browser, and as you can see, we're going to get Apple, because we're grabbing the first array inside this array, which has apple and mango inside of it. So if I wanted to grab mango, I could also go in and say I want to grab the first index, which is going to be the second piece of data inside this array here. So we're to do that, we now get mango. And if I wanted to grab banana, then we're just going to say I want to grab the first index and don't add in the second pair of brackets. So we can go in and then get banana. But now what about associative arrays? Because we can also do that if we wanted to. So let's go ahead and go back to our Apple example. So now it's just a very basic array. Let's say I want to add in a food group, and I want to say this one is going to be fruits. And I want to point to an array which has a bunch of data inside of it. So I could say fruits is going to be apple. I do also want to add in banana. And then I want to add in a cherry. And then instead of having more fruit down here below, we can also go in and just copy this, paste it in below, and say we might want to have meat. And then we can have something like chicken, we can also have fish, and then maybe something like sheep. Just so we have a little bit of data inside of here, or just have two pieces of data. You can also do that if you want to. You don't have to have three every single time. And let's go ahead and add in a third group of food. So in this case, if we could, for example, say vegetables. Vegetables. I think that's how you say it in English. You write it out vegetables, but you say it vegetables. Okay, I do know the difference. So what I can do is I can go in here and I can, for example, say cucumber. And let's go ahead and add in a carrot. So in this sort of way, we now have a bunch of arrays inside an array. So we have a top category called food. And then inside of here, I can now refer to a type of food. So if I want to grab something within the vegetables, I can go ahead and add that in. Then afterwards, add another pair of brackets and say I want to output index number 0, which is going to be our cucumber. So going inside the browser, we can now refresh and then you can see we get cucumber. And of course, you can also go inside this array here and add this as an associative array. So if you don't want cucumber, but you want to have something pointing to cucumber, you can also do that. So you have an associative array within an associative array. But just to tell you that this is how you would normally go around doing this if you want to have an array inside an array. And this is something we call a multi-dimensional array. So with that said, we now talked about arrays in pretty detail, I think for now. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll see you guys in the next video.